Hey y'all, welcome back to my podcast. As you can tell by the title, this is going to be another life update. We're not going to waste no time. We're going to go ahead and get this update started, so let's get to it. If you're new, welcome. Let me do a recap for you really quick. I recently removed myself from a very toxic relationship. I ended up getting out of that situation. And I left with basically what I had. I'm starting from literally scratch. I created a GoFundMe where people could donate to help me get, you know, furniture, a bed, help me with groceries, help me get caught up on my bills, help me buy, like, necessity things, like as far as, like, toilet paper, deodorant, soap, detergent. So I created a GoFundMe for that. And I was just doing a life update and, you know, letting you guys into my personal life about that situation. And this is my most recent update. Today is September the 22nd, 2023. It is a Friday and it is currently 2:10 p.m. So, as of right now, as of this current date, zero people have donated to my GoFundMe. And I did say zero. At this point, I just don't know what to do. I've tried every avenue that I've could. And it seemed like I'm getting blocked every way. Let me say this. I don't know if I said it in previous podcasts, but if I have, I'm going to say it again. This is up to all my ladies and my gentlemen too. That's listening to this. I feel like when we get in a relationship, sometimes we get so deep involved into our spouse that we tend to forget about ourselves. Me personally, when I was in my relationship, I wasn't really worried about my credit. You really don't really know how much credit is important until you on your own. Like, I was so blessed that the people at this apartment worked with me to help me get this apartment because I had been turned down so many times because of my credit. I was so focused on helping build up my ex's credit that I wasn't worried about my credit. Now, people will say, well, you know what? I don't have no credit. Let me just let you know, if nobody ever told you, no credit is bad credit. No credit is bad credit. And I didn't know that. I have applied for every loan, every bad credit, regular credit, any credit, per every loan you could possibly think of, I have applied for, and I have been turned down because of my credit. You need credit. You need credit to get a house, an apartment, a car. That credit goes with everything. So if you're young, even if you're older, just starting over like me, build up your credit. Because you need that credit. Because people don't want to take a risk on you because you have no credit. They want you to already have established credit. Even if it's established and it's bad, it's still established. So I just wanted to say that before I got this update started. So, I was saying how no one has donated to my GoFundMe. And I do mean nobody. No family, no friends, not even you guys listening to this. Nobody has donated, and I'm confused. I'm really, truly confused because, in all honesty, I really thought that it would be so many people in line to help me because I have helped so many people. And, you know, I had a coworker tell me recently, it doesn't pay to be a good person. I don't believe that. Even despite me going through what I'm going through, I feel like you should always be a good person. But I have learned many lessons during this time in my life. This is the hardest time that I've ever had in my life right now. Like, I am struggling in ways I've never thought I struggled. And then I work. Let me just say that. I'm a regular schmegler girl. I work a regular 9-to-5. I do get paid minimum wage. So I don't make a lot of money. So I'm living to paycheck right now. I am truly, truly struggling. And I thought people that I helped, I thought that people who claimed that they loved me, they would never want to see me down and out. I thought people who said all these nice and kind words about me would be the first to help me. But no, as of right now, September 22nd, no one has helped me. And it just led me to believe that nobody gives a fuck. My family don't give a fuck. My friends don't give a fuck. My coworkers don't give a fuck. Hell, you listening to this right now, do not give a fuck. And I don't understand. I feel like it's not one person that has compassion. Like, am I doing something wrong? Maybe I'm posting the GoFundMe link wrong. Maybe can't nobody find it? I have so many thoughts going through my head, I don't know. All I know is nobody is supporting it. Nobody is donating. And that's blowing my mind. And I have all this unsolicited advice from people that I help. Why, when you were down and out coming to me crying because your life's about to be disconnected or your rent is behind or this and that, why you didn't give yourself that unsolicited advice? Now that the shoe is on the other foot and it's time for you to help someone, now you got all this advice in the world. That's crazy to me. It's really crazy. And I don't understand it not one bit. I don't. I tend to be a good person. And I genuinely help people because I know it's going to come a time when I'm going to need help, you know? And I would think sometimes, like, what are they doing with their money? Why they always got to ask me for help? And now I'm in the position I'm in, and I understand. At this moment right now, I'm talking about right now, my account is in the negative. I don't have no groceries in my refrigerator. I barely have gas in my car. I don't even have enough money to buy my necessities. Toilet paper, soap, deodorant, toothpaste, detergent, Clorox. I have no money for that. When I say I'm struggling, I am truly struggling. And I've never struggled like this before. And I have done, and I am continuously doing what I'm supposed to. I'm doing applications, I'm doing interviews, and I had this lady tell me, which I appreciate her honesty. She said, you are perfect for this position. You have the experience. I called your job, which is my current job. They speak so highly of you. She said, but my problem is that I would have to come and I would have to pay you $17, $18, $19 an hour versus someone with no experience. I can pay them $8 an hour, $9 an hour. And I already knew what she was saying, that I was overqualified. Like, who would have ever thought you could be overqualified for something? But I appreciate her honesty because she was the only person I did an interview with that told me the truth. The rest of them is telling me, oh, you're perfect, I'm going to call you, and I never hear from them. Y'all, it sucks. It sucks being in this position. I'm struggling mentally and financially. You know, it's embarrassing for me to come on here and say that I don't even have enough money to get my womanly products. I don't even have enough money to buy detergent to wash my clothes. I'm having to choose between, okay, this last $10 I have, should I put it in my tank so it can last me until I get paid again for work, which it doesn't, or should I try to buy me maybe some lunch meat and some bread or something to hold me over till I'm able to get money and buy groceries? That's embarrassing to me. And then, you know, just to put the icing on the cake, and don't get me wrong, I'm very blessed to have my apartment because they took a chance on me when nobody else would. But just to put the icing on the cake of my luck, I get up to go to work. This happened last week. I get up to go to work like I normally do. I get in my car. I put my belongings on my passenger seat, and I'm hearing something out of my right ear. I'm like, why does it sound like I can hear the outside so clearly? And I'm like, what the hell? And I look over to my right, and I notice that they busted my window, and they broke into my car. And I instantly started crying. It's bad enough I already feel defeated, but that just broke me. Excuse me, I'm going to apologize, y'all, if I'm crying on this podcast. I'm trying my hardest not to. But that just broke me because I'm already struggling. I don't have it. You know, I'm not one of them people that really have it and they're like, oh, no, I don't have it. No, I truly don't have it. So when this happened, I didn't know what to do. I truly didn't know what to do. Nothing like this has ever happened to me before. And I haven't even been in this apartment a good 2 months. And I'm pissed because these people, they break into your car and they do what they do. They steal your stuff and they just drive off into the midnight. And they leave you with the damages. And I think that's so unfair. So now I got to put an extra expense on my, I have to put an extra expense on me that I cannot afford. And you expect your apartment. I don't know how all apartments work. But where I'm at, apartments are not liable if your car gets broken into. They're not going to help you. They may call themselves giving you like a discount or something on parking or something, maybe. But that's it. Everything falls on you. So now because you can't afford it, you have to walk around with tape and paper on your window because you can't afford to get it fixed. And then I had to miss a day of work because I had to do a police report. I had to do this. I had to do that. So it's crazy. It's crazy. And then I'm just listening to my coworkers and stuff. And they're all like, oh, I'm so sorry this is happening to you. On top of what you're going through, but not one person is saying, you know what? I'm going to help you. Here's something. Not one person. And I don't expect nothing from nobody. I just want to say that. But it blows my mind that it's not one person with a heart or a sense of compassion. Compassion is free. Having a heart is free. You telling me it's not one person, not one family member, friend, coworker, hell, not even one of you guys. At this point, I just want to know why. Now, you guys can communicate with me through this podcast. I didn't know if you guys knew that or not. But you can, you know, ask me questions and stuff. And I just want to know what makes you listen, because I can see who's listening. I can see my views. What makes you listen but not want to donate? I'm really intrigued to know. Like, is this something I'm doing wrong? Can you not find a GoFundMe? Do you not trust GoFundMe? Is it you just don't give a fuck? I mean, I'm just really intrigued to know. And I know my family's listening to this. I know my coworkers listening to this and my friends. Y'all ask me questions because I just want to know at this point. Like, you don't know what it feels like to go to work. And, you know, everybody's taking orders for what you're going to eat for lunch. And then you don't even have money. You think somebody said, well, you know what? We're going to buy you lunch today. Of course not. That's too much of a right. So you don't have money. So what you do? You go hide out in your car for 30 minutes, 45 minutes on your break because you don't want to see everybody eating. You don't want nobody to feel bad for you. So you go hide out in your car until break is over with, and then you come back to work. Like, that's the worst feeling ever. And it even worse because you're surrounded by a bunch of people that you have helped numerous of times, and not one person wants to help you. That's one of the worst feelings. Not knowing if when you get up, your license is going to be cut off because your account is in the red, because you're living paycheck to paycheck. You can't really overdraft your account more than it's already overdrafted. And by the time you get your money, you owe it all to the bank. And then on top of that, you got to find a way to replace a window that you can't afford. I just want to know, what makes y'all come and listen to these updates and not donate? And you know, one of my coworkers that I didn't help, she told me, maybe it's the GoFundMe thing. Maybe you should create a Cash App. Or maybe you should create a Zelle or a Venmo. Maybe people will be more eager to donate then. Now, this is the same coworker who told me to start the TikTok. You know, I'm not a social media person. I created the TikTok to reach a more broad audience. It ain't worked. All they've been doing is sending me a bunch of scam. A bunch of scam people who using the same girl's pictures and trying to promote and scam you. It's just crazy. It's ridiculous. And just to say how desperate I have gotten. You know, I'm a big YouTuber. I love YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube. I watch YouTube more than I watch regular TV. And I have been following some people for years, years, years. And obviously, I'm following them and I'm watching them because we have obviously something in common. And I know that some of these women are very generous. And I call myself reaching out to them, telling them my story in hopes that, you know, I know they will have a heart. I've seen them help people. And do you know, not even they will help. And I don't know if they got my messages. But at this point, I'm like, it has to be me. I see people. I have seen my coworkers who have deceived people and lied and created GoFundMes and have cashed out. And then you have people like me who just being honest. And I can't get not one donation. And I was having a conversation with my mom. Because, of course, my mom, she's worried about me. Because she's a parent. And it's hard for me to tell my mom, Mom, I don't even have food to eat. So I have to, you know, I have to let her think that everything is okay when it's not okay. But I don't want her to worry. I don't want to put more stress on her than she needs because my mom, you know, she's a parent. She's going to stress. But I don't want to have her worry. I feel like because she's a parent, she's going to worry regardless. You know, I'm her only daughter. So, of course, she's going to be worried about me. But I don't want to tell her, Mom, I'm struggling over here. I don't have anything. And I'm kind of regretting my decision sometimes. Sometimes I think maybe I should have just stayed in my toxic situation. Because at least then I know I was unhappy and I was miserable and my mental health was declining. But at least my bills were paid. I had food on the table. I was able to wash my clothes and get my feminine products and get the things I needed. I didn't have to worry about none of that. So I'm beating myself up every day about that. But I am a woman of faith. And I know God gives his hardest challenges to his strongest soldiers. And he may not come when you call, but he's always on time. I know that. But I'm just feeling defeated at this point. I'm feeling very defeated because I feel like I'm doing everything the right way I'm supposed to. And I'm getting doors slammed in my face every way I turn. I'm trying to keep my composure. But it's hard, y'all. It's really, really hard. It's hard to know you kind of in this world by yourself because everybody's showing you they don't give a fuck about you. But the minute something happened, the minute your depression takes over you, because this is my first time battling depression the way I'm battling it. As soon as depression take over, you always have those family and those friends that always want to come and say, I wish you would have reached out to me and asked me and talked to me. And if she was here, they would have seen, they would have, could have, should have. But I'm asking you why I'm here now for your help. And you're avoiding me like I have the plague or something. Or like I have COVID or something. I don't know what to do. I'm going to always remain positive. I really still have a little hope. Even though I don't understand. And I have hope that, you know, somebody's going to read my message and somebody's going to hear this podcast and have a heart and donate. I just want to come home one day and not have to worry. You know, I'm thankful that the Lord gets me up every morning, but every morning is a struggle for me. But I think I'm handling it pretty well. I mean, I'm handling it the best way I can. So, if you don't take anything from this message, well, if you take one thing from this message, remember what I said about your credit. No credit is like having bad credit. Y'all, I'm tired. I'm looking at my life now and I never thought it would be like this. I never thought I would be coming to a bunch of strangers that I don't know, begging for money. Putting my pride aside, and I'm asking, I'm begging for money. No one's helping. I never thought I would be that person. I never thought I'd be the person with an apartment but sleeping on the floor on a pallet because they can't afford an air mattress. They can't afford a regular mattress. But I'm grateful that I have it because if I didn't have that, then I would be sleeping on my car. I want to thank y'all for letting me vent to you, even though nothing's coming out of it. I still want to thank you guys because I don't really talk to a lot of people. I'm a true introvert, as you can tell by my name. I tend to just keep to myself. My GoFundMe link will be in the description. I don't know if I'm posting it right. I don't know if I'm posting it wrong. I don't know. But I did take my coworker's advice. And I did create a GoFundMe. Not a GoFundMe. I'm sorry, you guys. I did create a Cash App. If you guys want to donate to my Cash App, my Cash App is the $ Simply. That's Simply. Janae. Janai 90. I'm going to repeat that to you guys. If you don't want to donate to my GoFundMe, or if you want to donate to my Cash App to help me put gas in my car, buy a couple of groceries, even just to buy my necessities, my Cash App is the $ the word simply, Simply, Janai, Janai 90. That's my Cash App. I'm praying that somebody hears this message. Somebody, anybody hears this and has a heart and want to donate to me. I appreciate everything. I'm just begging at this point. I'm just on my knees begging. Please. I want to thank y'all for listening to me. But as far as the life update, I don't know if you call this much of a life update, but my life is still the same. I'm still struggling. I'm still where I was, but I'm still alive. I have my days. Some days are harder than others, but I'm still trying. And if you're going through what I'm going through, and if you need somebody to talk to, just you can chat with me. I believe now they have updated this app where you can ask me questions and we can communicate with each other. Because I know I'm not the only one in the world going through this, even though it feels like it. Even though you may feel like nobody cares and you in this by yourself, God loves you. He hears you. He sees you. And everything's going to be fine. It's okay to ask for help. You know? Sometimes you just don't have it. And sometimes we have to put our pride aside. And it's okay. And I want y'all to know that it's okay. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. If you guys do decide you want to help me, my Cash App is open. My GoFundMe is still open. I hope y'all enjoy this Friday. I don't know where you're at, but it's a beautiful day outside. Of course, I'm at home in the house to myself. I love y'all. Because y'all allowed me to come on here and just speak my truth. Thank you. Y'all have a great, great day. And if you can, and if you can afford to, go outside and do something today. Make somebody smile. You never know. They may just be what they need. You may have saved somebody's life today.